I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, July 7th. Ohio is big in agriculture, and that $124 billion industry relies on a small insect to survive, the honeybee. But those pollinators have reportedly been seen less frequently in certain areas of the state, including Greene County. WYSO's Shea Frank spoke with the principal investigator at Central State University's Bee Research Lab to find out what this could mean for farmers in Ohio.
Without bees, one out of every three spoonfuls of food we cultivate and consume would not exist. But producers in Greene County have started reporting a rapid decline in numbers of those pollinators since 2024. That decline is largely due to invasive and pesticide-resistant mites that OSU Extension reports killed 30 to 50% of colonies last year. But researchers at Central State University's Bee Research Lab and Purdue are working on developing mite-resistant bee species that can bite back at these damaging insects. That's according to Hongmei Li Byerle. She serves as the principal investigator at CSU's lab.
We also work with master beekeepers to do instrumental insemination that we can select the genetics, you know, that particularly with a high mite biting behavior and breeding the queens and breeding more of those colonies.
While honeybee numbers are decreasing faster than ever, Li Byerle says people can prevent this through further research, planting and preserving pollinator-friendly greenery, and reducing pesticide use. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
The company that now owns the former Chillicothe paper mill announced the site will add several new tenants, which will create hundreds of jobs. The Pixel Specialty Solutions plant closed last year, costing the community about 800 jobs. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's George Shilcock reports.
The U.S. paper mill company says a data center will make the campus a hub for artificial intelligence infrastructure and advanced computing jobs. Amphibian Aerospace Industries, another new tenant, will manufacture its Albatross plane there, which can land on water. Chillicothe Chamber of Commerce CEO Mike Throne says these new tenants could bring back roughly half of the lost jobs from the paper plant.
What we wanted for the site was always to have forward-looking industry there. We knew paper making had come to an end. We wanted to see things that would give us more of an approach that would last.
A nitrile glove company was the first new tenant announced last year. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm George Shilcock in Columbus.
Montgomery County taxpayers will find something extra with their 2026 tax bill. The county treasurer will include an educational insert explaining how their property tax dollars are distributed throughout the community. According to the Montgomery County Auditor, about 56% of the property tax revenue supports local school districts, 12% supports human and disability services, 9% goes to cities and villages, and 8% to townships. Sinclair Community College gets 4%, parks receive 3%, and another 3% goes to the county library system. These percentages may vary year by year. The insert also directs taxpayers to the Montgomery County Auditor's website, where people can search for their parcel and view the specific distribution of their property tax payments. All who died during a Sunday night disturbance call in Wayne County have now been identified. An officer, the suspect, and a mother and daughter were killed. For the Ohio Newsroom, IdeaStream Public Media's Glenn Forbes has more.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has ordered flags to be lowered for Ripman Sergeant Scott Reese, who had been with the department nearly 10 years. The 54-year-old also served as deputy sheriff in Wayne County and an officer in Fairfield County during his 30-year career. Investigators say 43-year-old Christine McWilliams and her daughter, 13-year-old McKinley McWilliams, have died. The suspect, 38-year-old Brandon Fizikas, believed to be the boyfriend or ex-boyfriend of Christine, died from a gunshot wound consistent with suicide, according to investigators. Two officers remain hospitalized while two were treated at the scene. A canine is in serious condition. Monday afternoon, first responders from dozens of area law enforcement agencies and residents lined up to pay their respects at the Ripman Police Department. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Glenn Forbes in Cleveland.
Ohio could block sports bettors from wagering on games using a credit card. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports on the new rule that's under consideration.
An Ohio Casino Control Commission spokesperson says the agency is finalizing a draft rule to ban credit card transactions on sports books. It's welcome news for the Problem Gambling Network of Ohio. Executive Director Derek Longmire says with more than a dozen sports books, it's already tricky to track spending.
One of the cardinal rules of gambling at low risk is only spending money that you have. So if you're putting money on a credit card, then obviously that goes beyond that.
Illinois and Tennessee are two of a few states that have banned credit card bets. Ohio's rule still needs the green light from two different state committees. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Look for a day much like yesterday with partly sunny skies, warm and humid, a high in the upper 80s with just a slight chance of an afternoon or evening shower or thunderstorm. We could see temperatures near 90 on Wednesday. And then rain chances will increase by Thursday and Friday of this week with warm temperatures continuing. And most of us could use some rain, actually. And that's WISO Today for Tuesday, July 7th. I'm Mike Fraser.